Hello, welcome to Foreign Matters with me, Tim Marshall. Geopolitical tensions between Japan and China are about to come into sharp relief. By the weekend, 34,000 Japanese troops will be taking part in live fire exercises. These include amphibious landings in the South China Sea. They'll assault the remote, uninhabited atoll of Okidai Tojima. But both Tokyo and Beijing know the landings are really about the Japanese-controlled islands of Senkaku, which China claims as the Daiyus. The message from Japan to China is, we will defend the islands if necessary and even try to retake them if you invade. In recent years, there's been several incidents near the islands involving fishing vessels and the navies of both countries. Japan has several times scrambled jets to intercept Chinese pilots flying close to Japanese airspace. For the upcoming exercise, Japan will support its troops with destroyers, F-2 fighter jets, and for the first time, it'll deploy Type 88 surface-to-ship missiles on the southern tip of Okinawa's island chain. Now, this is the second and equally important message that Japan is sending. At the moment, the ever-strengthening Chinese Navy uses this route out to the Pacific Ocean. By placing the missiles in this strategic location, Japan is reminding China how difficult that route could become in the event of hostilities. Tokyo knows it can't prevent the growth of a Chinese blue water navy, one which pushes out from the green water around its coastlines and into the world's sea lanes. But it can restrict the passage of that navy and thus constrain potential Chinese aggression. Approval for this week's exercise was signed off by Prime Minister Shinzo Abe, who in Japanese terms is a hawk and who appears to want his country to reassert itself as the military power it once was. The shock of World War II for Japan is fading, just as China is rising. A more assertive Japan is almost inevitable. How the two countries manage this new era is a matter of concern for the whole world. That's Foreign Matters. See you next time.